Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, August 4th, 2022. Stand up for your country. Millions of Americans are suspicious of the FBI, and there's good reason to be, as we all know if you follow the news. But there's a delineation between the FBI field offices, which you have in your state, perhaps your town, if it's big enough, and the headquarters in Washington. The people who are running the FBI in Washington are political appointees. The people in your town are professional law enforcement agents. There's a big, big difference. So today, Director Christopher Wray, appointed by Donald Trump, took over for the very corrupt James Comey, testified in front of a Senate committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I have to say I was unimpressed with what Mr. Wray had to say. That rhymes. He came across as a stilted bureaucrat. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So there are a number of issues that Americans need clarity on regarding the FBI. The first one is Hunter Biden. Why? Because Hunter Biden is tied in with his father, the president of the United States. And there are accusations, and they have evidence to back some of them up, that Joe Biden as vice president helped his son and Joe Biden's brother amass millions of dollars from foreign nations. That's a serious situation. The FBI is the lead investigative agency. Okay? Now, there's been a grand jury for more than 2 years in Delaware looking into this matter. We don't have any clarity at all. All we know is that the press, the corrupt corporate media, tried to hide the evidence by saying that the laptop Hunter Biden inexplicably left in a pawn shop was fake. And then the embarrassment of a bunch of civil servants signing a paper saying that it was Russian disinformation. It was ridiculous. Now, that's a serious story because it casts an aspersion on the FBI. Can you adjudicate this case? What is the U.S. attorney doing? Now, we expect Merrick Garland, the attorney general appointed by Joe Biden, we expect him to stonewall it. All right? I mean, I don't have any confidence in him at all. But Christopher Wray was appointed by Trump. He's a conservative guy, if you look at his background. So give us a little something. So the best question was asked by Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn. Roll the tape.
I want to ask you just a few things so that we can get it on the record that I think would help restore some faith in the Bureau and the work they're trying to do. Americans looked at what they perceived to be, and I think rightly so, a ton of money that was wasted on the Russia collusion investigation. So do you agree that the allegation of secret collusion between President Trump and Russia was a hoax? Yes or no?
I don't think that's the terminology I would use, but I think there's been a lot written on this subject, and both in the special counsel's report, the inspector general's report.
Yes or no is fine.
So that's not a term I would use.
Okay. Do you agree that the Hunter Biden laptop was not Russia disinformation?
Now you're asking about an ongoing investigation that I expect our folks to pursue aggressively, and I can't comment on that.
Okay, and you possess the laptop, right?
Again, I can't discuss that ongoing investigation.
Less than impressive. He could say, yeah, we have a laptop, and that wouldn't violate anything. He's not condemning. He's not alleging anything. He's, yeah, we had a laptop. So I hate to use this word, but he comes off as a weasel, you know, and that's the swamp. So we don't have anybody that's going to look us in the eye collectively as Americans and say, here's the deal, as Joe Biden says, although Biden doesn't know what the deal is. So I'm a little miffed here because obviously the Russian collusion, well, you wouldn't use that word. What word would you use? Okay, so what I got from Ray today, and I'm going to play you two more sound bites, was that he's primarily interested in keeping his job. Because remember, Biden could fire him. Biden can whack him anytime. So Ray is basically saying, look, I want to keep the job. American people, I want to keep the job. So we have been telling you that this whole gun crime, gun violence, gun mass shootings is a ruse and being reported dishonestly by the corrupt corporate media. There are nuts, lone guns that go in and shoot children, and there'll always be those people. Not mitigating it, it's not diminishing the horror of them, all right? And they should never see the light of freedom again, any of them. But primarily the murders in America are committed by drug gangs. And Ray was asked about it, Gil.
And these criminal street gangs, I think you alluded to this, are responsible for a significant portion of the violence, including gun violence in communities across our country as they battle for market share and territory, correct?
Absolutely right.
Okay. And he didn't say any more than that, but I'm glad that he confirmed that. Because if you read the New York Times, you would think that it's white supremacists and other people who, you know, are going around killing everybody. They are terrible again, but it is the drug gangs, mostly minority based. And the FBI knows that. I mean, you can read your own statistics. All right, a final soundbite again from Texas Senator Cornyn has to do with the border. Go.
When Director Mayorkas was asked about the border, he made the, frankly, from my standpoint, implausible statement that the border was secure. From your vantage point, in your opinion, is the border secure?
I guess I'm hesitant to substitute my judgment for the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Director Ray, I've always thought of you as a straight shooter, but you won't answer that question.
Well, look, I think the border presents significant security issues. There's a wide array of criminal threats that we encounter down at the border.
All right, so you don't learn nothing from that guy. And again, weasel is the word that comes to mind. I don't want to be disrespectful because he has served his country. I don't want to be one of these cable news pundits who just throws his garbage out. That's irresponsible. You can't get a straight answer from this guy. Now, the questions could have been a little better. I mean, if I interview Christopher Wray, he's not going to come out the way he came out today. I mean, I would phrase the question this way. Director Wray, what is the FBI's primary focus on the border? What are you worried about? Specific, specific, specific. Everybody knows that Mayorkas is lying. Border's not secure. Nobody thinks it's secure, but they just lie. What Ray's not going to say, yeah, Mayorkas is a liar because he'd be fired immediately. And I understand self-preservation. But those senators on the Judiciary Committee, outside of Ms. Blackburn, you know, they don't know how to interview. They don't know how to get information. But it was clear that Ray did not want to give information. He doesn't. Because his main priority is keeping his job. This is the swamp, and it's never going to change because Ray, if he told the truth, and he knows what the truth is, if he told the truth, he'd be fired. Now, Ray is different from Comey. Comey was corrupt, in my opinion. He's absolutely a double dealer, wanted to get Trump, and allowed all kinds of things to happen that should never have happened. The FBI, I don't think, is ever going to, in our lifetime, recover from that. That's how bad it Comey was and McCabe and the rest of these people, Peter Strzok. I mean, they're awful. And nothing happened to any of them. They're all working at CNN, right? So the American people have a reason to be suspect of the FBI. And it's a damn shame because they are the top law enforcement agency in this country. And that's the memo. Okay. Biden didn't do anything again today. He's still sick. So he remains in isolation his second go around of COVID, even though he's vaccinated 87 times. He had a discussion by Zoom, I guess, about Inflation Reduction Act. I don't even get into all this stuff. It means nothing. When the act comes up for a vote, then I'll tell you what I know about it. I've already gone over what the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania thinks about it, just so you know what's in play. But the final act is going to be different than what Biden wants. Sinema, the senator in Arizona, is saying, oh, she can't support unless certain things are done. I don't know whether that'll be voted on before the midterms. I don't think McConnell wants to vote on it at all. So we're following. So here is a story that took me a bit by surprise. Summer gasoline demand in USA drops below pandemic levels. Americans are officially driving less than they did in the summer of 2020, 2 years ago, when the pandemic shut down a lot of travel. All right, the four-week average of U.S. gas consumption now more than $1 million a day below seasonal norms. Well, we all know why, because gas is above $4 a gallon, some above $5, depends where you live. And so Americans are going, you know what? I'm not going to drive as much. So, yeah. But I didn't know it was that dramatic because people don't want to fly. So more people are driving because they don't. Now, gas prices have fallen for 50 straight days, but you're not seeing the retail price reflect the wholesale price because the gas companies keep it artificially high when we go to the pump. So they don't match, but they are coming down. And what is Biden going to say? Hey, I created the problem, but now it's not as bad as it was? Is that the campaign slogan? Yeah. Small business. Now, small business is 44% of all business in the USA. All right, these are the businesses, the pizza places, the bodegas, the 7-Elevens that you go and you know, in your town. I go out of my way to support small business in my area, okay? Because they're usually good people and they're working hard and I want them to prosper. All right, 44% of all business is small. So there is a poll by SurveyMonkey. This is for CNBC. All right, first question, how confident are you, this is small business owners, in the Federal Reserve's ability to control inflation? Confident 26%. Not confident, 73%. That's pretty grim. Second question, overall, would you describe current conditions for your business as good, middling, or bad? Good, 33, middling, 48, bad, 19. So it hasn't a catastrophe yet. Middling is the big number there. Last question, how would you rate the current state of the economy? Excellent, 5. That must be cocaine dealers. Good, 14. Fair, 28, if poor, 51. So there you go. Now, if the Biden administration really cared about small business and you and me and consumers, they would give the small business a tax cut, a direct tax cut. So businesses earning less than this amount of money a year, we're going to cut your tax by this amount to help you. But Democrats are never going to do that. Disney World, big, 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 big business. Okay. So in the last 50 years, 5-0, the prices to attend Disney World and Disneyland have risen about 4,000%. Now, I took my urchins way, way back, okay, to Disney World. I took them to Lego, whatever that Lego thing is out in San Diego. And I didn't go to Disneyland. The Disney World. And it was expensive, but it wasn't insane. Now it is. So a survey by the UK data tracking firm Pie Chart Pirate. I wish they would have better names because you almost laugh at them. Says that a single ticket price in Disney has increased to $164 for one admission to the park. $164 to get in a daily ticket. This is in Anaheim, California. Okay? If you want a two-day park hopper pass, That's $319 a piece. So you can see how crazy this is. And then the merchandise is insanely expensive. And Disney's revenue increased 23%, okay, in the second quarter because of the theme parks. It's not because of the view. Now, here's the dilemma. The urchins want to go. And they don't understand inflation. And they don't understand a park hopper. They don't understand it. And they're hawking you. And you want to be a good parent. You don't want to disappoint them. If one kid in the neighborhood goes to Disneyland or Disney World, he comes back, then every kid wants to go, right? So you almost have to go. And Disney knows that. So it's a woke company, Disney, very liberal company, but poor people can't go. They can't go. As I've said that many times, can't you do a kind of a discounted thing? If you book in advance or maybe on a Tuesday, you give them a break. No. Gouge, gouge, gouge. Just like the oil companies. Disney. Smart Life. So this is our, we ought to, I don't know if we can take a trademark out on the Smart Life segments. We have them on BillO'Reilly.com. I can't do them all, but we are trying to save you money. I mean real money. Substantial money. Which we're trying to do here. It's one of our services. So I've labeled it Smart Life. Okay? So we found three things to tell you about. If you are an Amazon Prime member and you spend more than $35 on groceries, remember Amazon ships groceries, okay? The delivery is free. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. So you go to your Amazon Fresh, whatever it is, and you look for bargains there. And if you spend more than $35, which you will, all right, you get a free delivery. That's a pretty good deal. A better deal may be Walmart, because you don't have to do the internet thing other than going on Walmart's app. I don't know how to get there, but I'm sure you do. You order your groceries from Walmart, and they have pretty good prices. So do the big trunk stores, you know. And then they load them up, and you pull up to your local Walmart. You don't have to get out of the car. They will put the groceries in the car, bag them, and put them in your car. So you get the Walmart app, and you don't have to leave the car. That's pretty good. Now, here's the best one. ThriveMarket.com. I never heard of this. Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com. So it's a membership, but it's only like $5 a month. I guess they have a bunch of sliding scales, but it's about $5 a month. And you can get a 30-day risk-free period. So if you don't like it, you get your $5 back. So you go to thrivemarket.com, and it's a grocery store, all right? And they say they're going to save you a lot of money. I don't know. I haven't tried it. But it looks good to me, all right? So, again, they send you the stuff. And you have to do your own shopping. But you know what stuff costs if you get a good deal. But for $5 a month, if they're giving you a substantial savings in groceries, okay? So that is our Smart Life segment today. Let's get out of Florida and Governor DeSantis. This is interesting. So DeSantis, no question, is going to run for president if Trump does not. Okay? I don't think DeSantis will primary Trump. Not worth his while. He's too young a guy. He doesn't want to alienate MAGA people. If you primary Trump, that means if you run against him, okay, you have to attack him. And MAGA people aren't going to like that. So DeSantis, he's a young guy. He's going to win re-election to the governorship in Florida by a lot. And if Trump doesn't run, then he's going to catapult into the national and try to be president. But if Trump does run, what does DeSantis do? He doesn't do anything. Now, if Trump selects him as VP, which would be a brilliant move by Donald Trump, and I have told him that, not because I'm rooting for anybody, but because he asked me. I said, if you put DeSantis on the second, he's the VP, you won't be any primary. Who's going to challenge that? No one. So you save all your money for the major election in 24, okay, the campaign, and you got it locked, and you got a guy who is well thought of by Republicans all over the country. Now, DeSantis, that's a lock for him because if Trump wins, he's VP. Trump can only serve 4 years, so DeSantis comes right in. If Trump loses, so what? DeSantis goes back and to being governor, and he runs in 28. Okay? Not on him. Trump loses, it's on Trump. So that's a win-win. Now, DeSantis would have to move out of Florida, or Trump would have to move out, but it's more likely DeSantis would. But all he's got to do is drive up the road from Tallahassee to southern Georgia and get an apartment. That's how Hillary Clinton got elected senator from New York. Bobby Kennedy did the same thing. People do it all the time. Okay? Oz, living in Jersey, now he's running for the Senate in Pennsylvania. He just moved in. It's not hard. It's what they do. So anyway, so DeSantis, he doesn't like this Hillsborough state attorney, Andrew Warren. A great story. So there's Warren. He was elected. Hillsborough County is Tampa, okay, the Tampa area. Now, who supported Warren? Well, Warren says George Soros. Right away, flags go up. And we know Color of Change, radical left group, awful group. They supported Warren. So Warren became the state attorney on January 3rd, 2017. So he'd been there for a while. Under his leadership, there have been a dramatic decline in prosecution of criminals. Now, Warren says he's not going to enforce any abortion law in Hillsborough County. So DeSantis goes, you're fired. Now remember, Warren was elected. So DeSantis goes and suspends, because he can't outright fire, Warren due to, quote, neglect of duty. DeSantis says, look, this guy's got to enforce the laws of Florida. We pass him, the legislator, I sign him, he's got to enforce them. He openly says he's not going to do it. This is a brilliant move by DeSantis. He can suspend the guy. The guy's not doing it. Just like here in New York, the DA, Bragg, he's not enforcing the law. Hochul, the governor, can fire him immediately. Not suspend him, boot him. That's our law here in New York. So Warren's gone. He's gone. I guess George Soros is really unhappy. And, you know, at the door, Warren gets hammered by the sheriff down there and all these other people because he doesn't, you know, it's like, if I want to enforce it, I will. If I don't, I won't. No, you took an oath to enforce the laws of Florida. That's not laws you don't like. So DeSantis, you know, he's right on it. I reported earlier this week about The View and how he used that to, you know, show how crazy those ladies are. And, you know, he used a little thing and he blew it up. And conservative people, Republican people are going, you know, this guy's on the ball. So goodbye, Andrew Warren. Russia. So this poor Brittany Griner, G-R-I-N-E-R, is a woman basketball player, two-time Olympian. She goes over to Moscow with marijuana, I don't know, droplets or whatever. I'm not in that world. And it's, of course, against the law to bring any drug into Russia. It's not like the United States. So she's got it in her bag, and they see it, and they arrest her. Now, it's a low-level beef. You can't get lower level than that. She gets 9 years. This is Putin. Putin runs everything. There's no democracy in Russia. It's just like Nazi Germany, Stalin's Russia, Mao's China. Whatever Putin wants, that's what happens. And Putin's a dictator, okay, totalitarian. So she gets 9 years for drug smuggling, when she obviously wasn't smuggling any drugs, and fined 1 million rubles, which is $16,000, okay? 1 million rubles is $16,000. So the poor woman, and I do feel sorry for her, you know, she made a dumb mistake. I don't know her, but I feel bad for her, okay? And now the only reason that Putin is doing this is he wants some heinous killers that the United States has in custody to trade. Now he wants the killers out because Putin likes killers, because he's a killer. Killers like hang together. And that's what will happen. Biden will trade some heinous drug smuggler, whatever, for Brittany Griner. But then I said to Biden, you don't like this guy, this arms trader, you designate him a terrorist. As soon as Brittany's back, you tell Putin, this guy's a terrorist. He's on our terror list. He's designated by me as a terrorist. So watch out for those drones. Watch out for those hellfires, Pablo, or whatever your name is. That's what I would do. All right, San Francisco, new DA, as you know, Chesa Boudin, was recalled, booted out, fired by the people because he wouldn't enforce the law. Okay, even the people in San Francisco said, enough, we can't even walk out our front door in this city. So dangerous. So the new DA is Brooke Jenkins. She has revoked 37 plea offers for drug cases by Chesa Boudin. Chesa Boudin let every pusher out, didn't want to prosecute. Not users, pushers. So we're going to give you one example. So there's a guy, he's unnamed. We'll find out his name. He has 6 open cases for dealing fentanyl. 6. The last time he was arrested, he had 100 grams of fentanyl, which is a killer drug. Yeah, everybody knows that. All right. Chesa deferred him to a divergence program and offered him a single misdemeanor to settle all 6 cases. Fentanyl, 6 times, 6 different cases. And Chesa goes, no, we'll divert. He'll go into treatment. We'll get him a misdemeanor. Well, the Brooke Jenkins says, no, charge him with a felony. Good for you. Okay, now there's another case in Tulare County. That is a county south of Fresno and north of Bakersfield, fairly conservative territory in California. So they caught Jose Zenderas and Benito Madrigal with a load of fentanyl, okay? And they let him go. They let him go, and they're gone. They're gone. Why? They're cartel people. That's why they're not coming back. So, again, it's Tulare County DA Stuart Anderson. This is his public information officer, Anderson. Said they failed to appear at this morning's arraignment. Yeah, we told you. It is unbelievable what is going on in this country all over the place, even in conservative counties. Okay. In California, the passed Senate Bill 57. Has not been signed yet by Newsom. This gives taxpayer money, California taxpayers, and builds places where drug addicts can go and use narcotics. That's what they're doing with taxpayer money in California. Racism in the Justice Department. So every day on BillO'Reilly.com, I write a message of the day in the morning. I post it about 8 a.m. Eastern, if I can wake up my guys. And today I said that there is racism in America. and it's getting people killed. The racism is getting people killed. It's not white supremacists in some bunker in Idaho. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about black people killing other black people and white people allowing it to happen. That's racism. So let's take New York, the largest city in the country, for example. Here are the stats, okay? 67% of all of those murdered in New York City are African Americans. 67%. 6% are white. 64% of murder suspects are African American. Yet, Governor Kathy Hochul doesn't care. Doesn't care. Not doing anything to stop this Holocaust. And it goes on in Chicago. It goes on in LA. It goes on in every major city. The white power structure, J.D. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, what has he done to stop the thousands of African Americans who are being shot in Chicago? Give me one thing he's done. Nothing. That's racism. That's racism. Do we understand? People who hold the power in most of these places are white. In New York City, we have a black mayor, but he can't do anything because the white governor, Hochul, won't revoke the no bail law, which allows criminals. Let me give you one example. A couple of weeks ago in New York City, they arrest a gangbanger with a loaded gun, illegal gun. Hochul is one of these big, we hate gun people. Go guns. What happened to the kid, 19, I think he was, with the loaded gun? Let him out. No bail. Loaded gun. Thousands of people being shot in New York City. See ya. No, 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 no. No bail for you. Racism. Sweden and Finland are members of NATO. Do you care? I care. The more members of NATO, the more powerful the alliance is against Putin, the better. One senator, one, voted against adding Sweden and Finland. He is Josh Hawley of Missouri. Here's what he said.
So now the choice is this. We can do more in Europe, devote more resources, more manpower, more firepower there, or we can do what we need to do in Asia to deter China. We cannot do both. We cannot do both.
Why not? You know, yeah, we can bolster NATO and keep it strong, and we can do whatever we can to restrain China. You can do both, Senator. You didn't look good on this one. All right, this day in history, August 4th, 1958, Billboard magazine put out its first top 10. Now remember, 1958, everybody's listening on the radio. Rock and roll was catching fire, 1958, okay? So Billboard magazine has a first top 10. Here it is. Number 10, Peggy Lee Fever. Number 9, Johnny Otis, Willie and the Hand Jive. Number 8, Jack Scott, My True Love. 7, The Coasters, Yakety Yak, Don't Talk Back. Dwayne Eddy, 6, Rebel Rouser, Instrumental. Kalen Twins, When, 5. Elvis, Hard-Headed Woman, 4. Bobby Darin, Splish Splash, I'm Taking a Bath, 3. 2, Perez, Pardo, Patricia. I never heard of Perez. I don't know who Perez is. And the number 1 record, Roll the Tape.
I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh, yeah, I was a fool,
Who are the four guys? What do they do in the background? Ricky Nelson, underrated Ricky Nelson. His songs are good. Traveling Man, Garden Party. He was underrated. He was number one. And I have the list of contemporary songs that are number one this week, but Bad Bunny is on the list. Bad Bunny. Not even gonna get into it. Okay, good mail segment and a final thought that, again, might save you money. We'll be right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, let's go to the mail. Maggie Belleville, Greensboro, Georgia. Has it occurred to anyone that Biden's soft on China and Russia is due to the fact that they can blackmail him because they have info on him and his family's money grabbing? Not fair, Maggie. We all suspect, but you can't say with certainty. Let's be fair. William Davis, concierge member. Very good, William. China cannot philosophically tolerate Taiwan's independence, particularly since it is openly celebrated by the Western world. They'll probably move on Taiwan before the end of Biden's term. Michael, another concierge member, direct access to me. Pelosi's Taiwan visit is a riddle wrapped in a conundrum. I believe there is an underlying yet unknown plan. This event is too bizarre to be coincidental or accidental. We will see, but I don't think so. I just think she wanted to hotshot it over there, get a lot of attention, and that's what she did. Michael Lempanao, Chiang Mai, Thailand, in the northern part of that country. Bill, I believe the main reason Pelosi went to Taiwan is to show that Democrats can be hard on China, especially since the evidence shows that Biden took money from them. Okay, it's all about Nancy, though. Keep that in mind. It's always all about her. Pam Wyatt, Longview, Texas. I am reluctant to take additional COVID vaccines without supporting data. I work with an individual who had a poster behind their desk that said, "In God I trust, all others bring data." I'm with you, Pam. All right, I got to see more data before I vax up again. Okay, I'm not going to do it until I see data. Mark Ray, Houston. It was refreshing when you showed the clip of Ronald Reagan. It was nice to see the president who knew and understood what was actually saying. You know, Reagan in the first 2 years, just like Biden, got hammered. Very low approval ratings. Remember, he was shot, and then he wasn't kind of unfocused. But Reagan made a stunning comeback. If you read my book, Killing Reagan, we document that. I don't think Biden's capable of a comeback. But I just wanted to say there are historic parallels. Chantal Leffer, El Cajon, California. Mr. O'Reilly, how is Biden allowed to sell oil to other countries without permission from the American people? We gave him permission. We elected him. And that president doesn't have to get permission, get right an executive order and sell the oil. That's what happens. You elect somebody and they have power. Alan Scott, Virginia Beach. I'm one of those who does not go into large bodies of water. I don't like the feeling of sea creatures being able to sneak up on me. Given the choice, I'd rather croak from a quick bolt of lightning than be chewed up by a shark. Sea creatures. And Jacqueline, concierge member, I don't get in the ocean because a shark attack is very much possible. I'm fully aware that it is not likely, but it's possible. Okay, not going in the ocean. I'm going in. After I tape this, I'm going in. Dare those sharks. Frank Parker, concierge member, Weston, Massachusetts. Being an old-time academic, I was most impressed by the helpful footnotes in Killing the Killers. They were a model as to how this important assistance to readers should be carried out. All of our killing books, Frank, are heavily footnoted. We want you to know how we know what we are writing. All right, get Killing the Killers, great summer read. Come a concierge or premium member, you get the book free. If you already have the book, you can get the upcoming killing book, Killing the Legends, free of charge as well. So renew your membership, become a member, whatever it may be, it's a great deal. Word of the day, do not be a cretin. C-R-E-T-I-N. Back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, so we are looking out for you. I used that phrase for 25 years. It's true. Way back in early May, May 5th, I told you, I gave you a financial piece of advice that I think was very important. Roll it.
I only have 23% in that area because I'm a very conservative investor, okay? But I'm holding. Because if I sell now, I get my butt kicked, and I'm never going to recover. And if you're a stock picker, that's impossible right now. You can't pick them. All right, good companies are getting battered. And so if you can hang on, hang on.
May 5th, all right, in July, the stock market was up 28%. So I can't give financial advice. I can't give medical advice. I can't give financial advice. That would be irresponsible of me. But I can tell you what I do. And that's why concierge membership is so important. So people write to me with very specific things. And I say, look, I can't give you medical advice. I can't give you financial advice. But this is what I do or would do. Okay? And in May, when that market was just tanking, I said, hold. I got a lot of mail, too. And I think most of my audience on radio and television did hold. Now, I can't guarantee what's going to happen. The Biden administration is so incompetent. They could do anything at any time, and boom, the market's down 1,000 points. But things change quickly in this country. All right? We are living in an age that is just staggering. But if you have stocks or gold or silver or whatever it may be, you don't sell in a panic mode. You discipline yourself. And I hope you follow my advice. I followed my advice, and I'm pretty happy I did. I got stopped out of a few stocks, but I made money in those. Because once I have a profit in a stock, then I put up what they call a stop loss. If it hits a certain level, automatically sells, so I don't lose my profit. Okay, but in this one case, we're talking about losses. So I had a lot of losses, like you did, if you're in the stock market in May, but a lot of those stocks have come back. Anyway, I hope that I am doing good for you and your family. I'm trying, and we very much appreciate you watching us. New column Sunday noon. We'll see you on Monday.